Welcome back to Sabal Muslim. Just gone 13 minutes past 7 o'clock. My name is Faisal Patel. Inshallah, I will be in your company until about 9 a.m. this morning. Now, the story that's been making headlines the weekend, Specialized Crime Fighting Unit. The Hawks have confirmed that four people aged between 20 and 24 years old have been arrested for alleged terrorism-related activities in Azadville and Nuclear. Now, the Hawks swooped on the suburbs yesterday, seizing several items for analysis, including computers and other equipment. Now, to tell us more, on the line, we have attorney Yusha Teyob. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Jazakallah for your time, Yusha, this morning. We understand you have been in a meeting, so we're not going to keep you long. What is going on at the moment?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Faisal, so I only have instructions at this stage from the two Azado family homes that were raided on Saturday. And as you've said, they've taken a lot of computer, laptop, electronic, cell phone equipment. And they're obviously going to analyze that, and we'll see what eventuates from it. For now, there was an arrest at the Patel home in Azadville, resulting from admissions made by Ibrahim that he was in possession of a stun grenade, which he acquired while he was an active member of the CPF in Azadville many years ago. And insofar as Fatima is concerned, she seemed to have been in possession of a few 0.22 bullets, 9mm bullets, and 0.352 bullets that appears to be leftovers from shooting expeditions, whether hunting or usage on the farm. So we will obtain full explanations from them, but the brief instruction I have is that they were detained with Ibrahim was detained on account of the stun grenade in terms of the Explosives Act, and Fatima was detained in terms of the Firearms Control Act for the bullets in her possession. What is worrisome, though, is that the Hawks have used the terror legislation, the Protection of Constitutional Democracy and Terror-Related Act, to issue these search warrants. So, we're not certain what they want to try and link it to. But we'll see as we go on what transpires. And one just hopes they begin to paint the Israelis with the same brush, because the part of the warrant refers to assisting ISIL.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, could be queries from our side as to the hundreds and hundreds of Jewish South Africans who travel to Israel to serve in the IDF or assist the Israelis in the oppression of the Palestinians and others all over the world.
Now, Yusha, one of the things that have emerged, obviously, from this whole story is that the Hawks spokesperson who I spoke to yesterday, his name is Hankwani Malawudzi, he says that they've been monitoring the situation for a while now. Is that how it emerged? How did this whole thing start in the first place?
There does seem to be a history. So the warrants refer to communications and assisting in social media and encouraging terrorist acts with ISIL. So I have no doubt that these people were reported by somebody in the community, so what we refer to as having been pumped out, and then monitored thereafter. So we'll wait and see what comes police investigation in regards to the equipment they've seized. It's a waiting game now, but for now we just want to deal with bail on the Explosives Act and the Firearms Control Act and hopefully get them out by later this morning. And we'll take instructions on the remainder as we go.
Yusha, two more questions before we do let you go. We've seen in the past month and a half, the U.S. Embassy issuing terror alert, and we've seen other cases as well. In previous cases or in previous such news, this has been put aside as hogwash and just impulse reporting. Do you think it's a similar case here?
I think that that South Africa has stood out as a bastion in protecting the rights of Muslims in this country. But I think that the government is also under substantial pressure to toe the line. And South Africa being literally the center of Africa, I think the Western forces, the Israeli agenda, the Mossad agendas, is to get South Africa on board. Because certain alleged terrorists have had connections to South Africa. So I think they want South Africa to clamp down, and in some instances, this kind of behavior may give South Africa the justification to do so. So we intend to meet with the hierarchy regarding these Pokhara warrants to say that the Muslim community will cooperate. What's the issue? You don't need to raid houses. If you want access, we'll give you the access. So we'll arrange to see the DPCI in regard to these warrants and hopefully dispel those fears. But certainly that pressure is being exerted.
Right, and finally, Yusha, just your last thoughts and comments on this issue. And obviously, again, because of this, and it was a Muslim home and a prominent Islamic scholar's home as well, this will obviously cast, again, a bad picture or paint Muslims in a bad light.
Well, you know, I think we must also take some responsibility. So, you know, those youths who are sitting with a stun grenade in the home, what for? You don't, there's no need for it. If you have leftover bullets and the like, there's no need to keep them. If there's no license fired, so let's not act irresponsibly. Let's understand that deen is within us, and we don't need to be showing it off. So yes, I mean, there are going to be those repercussions, but also on the other side, the police have seized the anti-Shia books. They've seized the kids' homework books. So, you know, the police also need to understand what they're looking for. I mean, you get asked about duas for security on the phone, on the wall, I mean, you know, so if you don't understand our deen and you just want to seize everything which you potentially think is inflammatory or terrorist, study the religion first or speak to the learned and we'll guide you. I mean, if you want to conduct these kind of raids, take a Muslim fellow with you, he can identify. I mean, these guys, tawis on a wall was an issue. Kids' history homework was an issue. CVs were an issue. You know, it's unnecessary. But, you know, on the other side, we also need to act responsibly. Jihad means a lot more than just what the world has portrayed it to be as violence. So if they saw anything with the jihad name on it, they've taken it in the hope that it will reveal something.
Yusha, absolutely, jazakallah for your time on Sabahul Muslim this morning. And inshallah, I'm sure you will keep us up to date when you do go to court today.
Inshallah.
Jazakallah.